朋友们
，and welcome all of you。
今天在我们的信息之前，我们要接纳一位姐妹成为教会的新会友。
Before the sermon today, we would like to accept a sister among us who would like to become a member.
有可能在我们当中的很多都对她蛮熟的。
And I'm sure many of you know her very well.
但是有可能有一些不认识她太多。
But some of you might just barely know her.
So 我先请这个明姐妹上来好不好？
So let's welcome Sylvia.
Okay. 欢迎。我就既然她今天我们接纳她成为教会的正式的会友。
Since we are going to accept her as our formal member.
也感谢她，她愿意今天就是比较简单的介绍她信主的过程。
And we also appreciate that she is willing to come up here and share with you all how she came to the decision to believe in Christ.
所以我们就把时间交给Sylvia, 然后Isabel 就跟她翻译。
And let's give the time to Sylvia and hear her sharing.
Hello.这个你要拿起来。
OK。九年以前我第一次来到美国。
9 years ago I came to US for the first time。
提着两个大箱子一个背包。
I had 2 luggages and a big backpack。
我来到阿肯色大学念书。
I came to the University of Arkansas for school。
这是我第一次离开家到一个陌生的国家，然后在地球的另一边。
It was the first time I entered a foreign country on the opposite side of the earth.
在机场一对很热情的基督徒夫妇在机场迎接我。
I was greeted by a very, very nice Christian couple at the airport.
他们带我到家里面，然后做了一大桌很美味的餐，欢迎我。
They took me home and cooked a delicious meal to welcome me.
在晚餐之前他们也为我祷告，说希望神能够带领我，希望神能够保护我在我学习的时候。
Before the dinner, they prayed that God would guide me and protect me during my study here.
这是第一次我听到祷告，所以我非常的感动。
It was the first time too for me to hear a prayer and it really touched my heart.
那在阿肯色的大学校园里我遇到了更多的基督徒。
I met many more other Christians at the University of Arkansas campus.
有美国人，也有中国人。
Americans, Chinese.
他们有退休的夫妇，也有孩子的家庭，也有很多年轻人。
Retired couples, families with young children, young professionals.
他们真的很关心国际学生。
They all care a lot about the international students.
因为他们知道我们离家很远，然后我们很需要爱和友谊。
And they know that we're so far away from home, so we're really in need of friendship and love.
他们从朋友家人那里收集来旧家具，然后搬到我们的租的房子里来，让我们免费的借用。
They collected donated furnitures and moved them to our apartments and let us borrow for free.
他们在周末的时候举行各种各样的活动，也让我们周末玩得很开心，然后过节的时候请我们到家里吃饭。
They organized many fun activities for us on weekends, invited us for dinners over holidays and celebrations.
他们还帮助我们练习英语口语，带我们去健身馆健身，带我们去超市买菜。
They helped us practicing English. They took us to the gym. They took us for grocery shopping.
在我来美国的第一个月里，我有这么多好的朋友，我竟然一点都没有想家。
I had such a good time with all my new friends and all the activities for the first month. I didn't even miss home.
然后我开始想他们为什么这样爱我们。
I started to wonder why they love us so much.
他们在我们来之前都不认识我们。
They barely knew us before we came to the U.S.
是什么驱动他们？做这么多为我们。
What motivated them to have such love for us?
所以当我知道有一个机会可以学圣经的时候，我知道我要去。
That's why when there is opportunity for a Bible study, I was certain that I wanted to go.
我想要他们的那种爱。
I wanted to have their love.
我想自己有能力能够像他们那样去爱人。
I wanted to be able to love like them unconditionally.
在圣经学习中，我学习到神的创造，他创造了世界，创造了人。
In the Bible study, I learned God's creation, His creation of this world and His creation of human beings.
神还是神对我们的爱。
And I also learned about His love for us.
那罪呢，使我们跟神分开。
Sin separated us from God.
但是出于爱呢，他用耶稣基督的宝血为我们付出了这个罪的代价。
But out of love, He paid the price with the blood of Jesus.
他把我们从罪中赎出来，成为完全的人。
He redeemed us from sin so that we were made whole again.
我还学到了说，神的标准是如此的高，如此的纯洁。
I also learned that God's standard was so high and so pure.
用我自己的努力，我根本就达不到他的标准。
So I can never meet his standard by my own effort.
我需要神，我需要他的力量，他的智慧和他的forgiveness， 他的饶恕。
I needed his strength, his wisdom, and his forgiveness.
所以在2006年的12月29号
，On December 29th, 2006。
我接受了耶稣基督为我的主和我的救主。
I accepted Jesus as my Lord and my Savior.
在这一个礼拜之后，我接受了洗礼。
And I was baptized after a week.
现在神把我放在有金华人基督教会。
And now God has placed me at this church.
这里有很多服侍在 UO 的学生和访问学者的机会。
There are so many opportunities to serve the Chinese students and scholars from the U of O campus.
我想像那些九年以前在神派在我生命中的那些基督徒的一样。
I want to follow the footprint of those wonderful Christian people I met 9 years ago who welcomed me.
去分享神的爱跟这些学生们。
And share God's love with the students here.
最后我想分享一句经文。
Lastly, I want to share a verse with you all.
在约翰一书4章9节 I'm sorry.
It's from 1 John chapter 4, verse 9.
从来没有人见过神，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全了。
No one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us, and his love is brought to full expression in us.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.
我们做个祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你奇妙的安排，好像刚才Sylvia。给我们的见证，你把他从中国带到 Arkansas， 以后带到 Eugene， 看到神你的保守，你的恩典，你的美意这样我们每一个人在这里信了耶稣也是蒙恩的人，那么我们怎么样来回应你的恩典呢？就是能够去你所爱的人，还没有听到福音，还没有接受耶稣基督的朋友亲人，所以求你正是在这个地方让我们有更多的机会，让我们有更多的愿意来为了福音的缘故服侍你，我们将祷告乃是奉靠主耶稣的名，阿们。感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
Okay. 所以今天I'm sorry, I should go English, right? Okay. Yeah. The message I want to share with all of you today is called The All New You.
今天我想跟大家分享的讲道是全新的你。
So a lot of parents probably say, Pastor Ricky, you are teaching our children the wrong way to write you.
很多家长可能就会说，牧师啊，你现在在给孩子们带领一个不好的榜样，给他教他们错了怎么写这个你这个字。
Okay, how should we spell you?
那真正的你这个英文词怎么拼的呢？
Y-O-U, right?
是 Y-O-U?
No, it's U.
但是牧师在这只用了一个大写的字母 U 来表示。
而且是 the all new U. You know, I don't like the same old things all the time.
我不是一个因循守旧的人。
The only same old thing I like is, now, the same young thing, which is my wife Irene. Okay.
我喜欢的唯一一个旧的东西，但是时时都是新的东西，就是我的太太 Irene.
I like new things, don't you?
我喜欢新的东西，你们不喜欢新的东西吗？
Because new things bring new excitement, new possibilities, and new opportunities.
因为新的东西会给我们带来新的兴奋点，会给我们带来新的可能性和新的机会。
And yesterday, Pastor Dan and I, you know, watched the first game of the new U of O football season.
昨天我和 Dan 牧师一起去看了我们学校的第一个橄榄球赛季的第一场比赛。
Pastor Dan reminded me this morning, you better mention something about that.
然后 Dan 牧师今天讲到之前就过来跟我说，说你最好提一提我们昨天晚上看比赛这件事情。
But can you top this U O tie? Say you can't, right? I got the U O tie today.
你看我今天就专门为了学校带了一个 U O 的领带。
And then in October, Irene and I will be just excited to begin going to the new concert season of the Oregon Symphony.
十月份的时候呢，我跟我太太就要去看那个俄勒冈管弦乐团的一个新的乐季，我们都很兴奋。
So for the students here, the smaller ones, younger ones, are you excited about school next, what's it, Tuesday?
如果大家在座的学生，你们会对新的学年，
no,
学年会很兴奋吗
？Leon, you said no.
好多小朋友其实都不想开学。
How about the college students?
那么大学生呢？你们期待开学吗
？Okay, 哦，田野 ，Okay.
哦，田野期待开学。
Okay, I'm going to remember that. Okay. All right, so. Yeah, there's a verse in the Bible, you know, one simple verse that we all know.
在圣经里面有一个经文，可能大家都已经听过很多遍了。
It's in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
是在哥林多后书。
It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a what? A new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，就是已过，一切都是新的了。
Okay, for our young students, who's that man on the left?
所有的新的四 J 的学生，你们知道那个左边的那个是谁吗？
Joanne.
那个男的。
You in trouble?
不知道他是谁。
He's the new 4J school district superintendent. He's the top dog.
那个拿麦克风的那个男的呢，就是我们四 J 学区的监管人，新的监管人。
Mr. Gustavo, Dr. Gustavo Borderas.
Borderas 博士。
Pastor Ricky called his office.
牧师之前就打了电话给他的办公室。
Can I have an appointment with you?
想要约见他。
Because there's a problem student in my church.
因为
call Leon.
因为教会里面有一个小很淘气的小孩叫 Leon。
I'm just kidding. He's new here, so I want to just meet him and tell him how much the Chinese people appreciate him coming to Eugene.
其实牧师要跟他见面呢，就是想要跟他去打个招呼，想要去谢谢他，告诉他我们整个华人区的取经华人教会的华人是多么的感谢他能够来到我们这个学区服务。
About the man on the right, college students.
如果你是大学生的话，你应该认识右边的那个鸭子旁边的那个男的。
Yeah, we all know the duck, but who's that man to the right of to the right of the duck? Huh?
那个和鸭子一起合影
的那个人，
那个男士，你们认的是谁吗
？You all college students. CJ.
只有 CJ 认的。
Oh. Who's he?
他是谁？
他是谁？Okay, that's a doctor, another doctor, Michael Shiel.
这是 Shiel 博士。
The new, brand new, you know, 2 months, U of O president, you better know him.
是 U 的新校长，作为，如果你们是大学生的话，你们最好认得这个人。
Pastor Ricky already shook his hand.
我们的牧师已经跟他握过手了。
He already introduced some books he should read.
而且牧师已经跟他说你要看一下什么书了。
Because I was at a retreat where he was there.
因为牧师跟这个新的校长一起都参加了一个退休会。
You know, Pastor Ricky is not as young as most of you.
如果你认识牧师的话，你也知道他在年纪上可能不是跟在座的学生
同龄的。I used to hate texting. You know,
我以前是很讨厌发那个电子信息的。
Texting is so impersonal.
因为我觉得发信息是一个感觉非常不个人的。
One day I called Dan Chan up and say, "Let's have coffee somewhere."
然后有一天我就打电话跟那个陈丹平弟兄说，我说我们去喝咖啡吧。
And Dan replied with this star dollar sign.
然后丹平弟兄就给我发了回了个信息，上面就是这个星号加这个美元的符号。
What is that? Where is that place? I never heard of that place.
然后当时我就在想说这个什么地方呀，我都不知道在哪里。如果你会英文的话，你就知道那个。
Turned out to be it's his new way of communication. It's Starbucks on 11th Avenue where we meet all the time.
如果你知道的话，你就知道他其实这里说的是星巴克。我们以前喝咖啡都会经常去星巴克。
And now I am a believer in texting.
所以现在我就变成了一个非常相信信息的人。
It's new. It's creative. It's fun.
因为我开始发现原来发短信是一个很有趣的事情。
You know, students and others, you know, they text the pastor when they have problems.
你知道吗？有的时候学生有什么问题，他也是发信息给我的。
So my favorite text is, "Are you okay?"
所以我经常发出去的那个信息就是发你还好吗
？Yeah, are you okay? See, they spell you the same way I spell you.
你看，如果你发信息发的多的话，你就会发现你这个英文单词的拼写。跟我的拼写是一样的。
Because the city we love is called Eugene.
我们所爱的这个城市叫 Eugene， 是这么拼的。信息的话
，Eugene. There's a radio station, KUGN, K Eugene, good station. And the school we love is called UO.
我们的俄勒冈大学缩写起来也是这么写 UO.
So that's why today my message is the all new you.
这就是为什么我今天我的那个讲到的题目，我那个 U 那个你字，我是直接用这个大写字母 U 来表示。
Because we love Eugene.
因为我们喜欢我们的城市。
We love UO.
我们喜爱我们的学校。
And the students.
我们也爱我们的学生。
I hope that someday we begin to think about using the 新译本 the New Chinese New version of the。Chinese translation.
我希望能够有一天，我们教会的那个叫圣经的版本都可以全部换成新译本。
And that we may want to go from NIV to ESV. This is pastor's personal preference.
这只是我的个人的喜好，因为我觉得能够从和合本翻到新译本是一个很好的进阶。
But when they translate the same verse that I read before, I think they got it right.
我觉得新译本在这个哥林多后书五章十七节这里的翻译，我觉得他们翻的是特别好的。
Yeah, in English standard version it says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come."
他那个英文的本身，他加了一个词，有“你看”这个词加粗了，幻灯片上面都有。
You will not see the word "behold" in the 和合本跟这个。You know, NIV translation.
如果你是看和合本的话，你看这两个词在原句是没有的。
But it's in the original Greek manuscript.
但是在如果你看希腊文的原版的话，它是其实有这个词的。
And it should be read this verse with great excitement.
如果我们真的要去读这个经文的话，我们是应该带着一个很兴奋的心情去读的。
So why don't we read first Chinese and then English together with new and great excitement, okay?
我们就用中文和英文一起读这句，带着一个兴奋的心情去读。
OK， 我们来中文。如果有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过去，你看都变成新的了。OK， therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed. Behold, the new has come. When you understand that.
如果你明白的话
，You will never read this verse the same way again.
你读这句话，你就会带着一个新的心情去读它。
And you will understand the heart of the Apostle Paul when he
就会明白当时使徒保罗写这个书的心情是什么样的。
In Christ was one of Paul's favorite phrases.
在基督里这个短语是保罗最喜欢用的一个短语之一。
Nowadays you could do a search and you could find out all the in Christ, you know, in the New Testament.
如果你现在你去谷歌上面打 in Christ 在基督里这个词的话，你就会发现谷歌会帮你把很多这些有这个词的经文全部列出来给你。
And if you want to use the Chinese Bible, you say 在基督里。
如果你要用中文圣经来看的话，
And just for fun, do a word search.
你可以打那个中文进去，你看看圣经里面有多少句话是用了这个的。
And simply see where Paul and others used in Christ in the Bible.
你可以看看他所有在圣经里面用到在基督里的这个短语的词句，它的意境是什么样的。
And really, I believe for Paul in Christ,is his shorthanded way of describing all of the richness and all of the dimensions of God's love.
我觉得保罗就是用在基督里这个短语去很简明的说出了神的恩典是多么的广博和多么的丰富。
So what is the meaning of the all new you?
所以全新的你它其中的意义是什么呢？
We have new life.
它其中的意义表明了我们在这里有新的生命。
We have a new relationship.
我们有新的关系。
We have a new mission. Isn't that exciting?
而且还有了新的使命，这不是应该很让人兴奋的吗？
But the starting point, as Sylvia had just shared.
但是起始点就像刚刚 Sylvia 姐妹分享的一样。
Starting point is always and only by the grace of God.
起始点永远都是在神的恩典那里。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。
And then the price that was paid by Christ was indeed great.
那耶稣为此所付上的代价也是很大的。
In prophet Isaiah, he said, Surely he took upon our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we consider him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted, and pay attention. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities, the punishment that brought us peace.Was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed.
先知以赛亚这么说，他说他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知他为我们的过犯受苦，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
You know, sometimes our lives as Christians are less than exciting because we forget about God's grace and the price that the Lord Jesus had to pay on the cross so that we have this new life.
有的时候我们觉得我们基督徒的生活非常的平平淡淡，一点都不兴奋，那是因为我们很多时候都忘了曾经耶稣为我们付了多大的代价，我们因此得了一个怎么样的新的生命。
And we...have this new life, we have a new identity.
我们因为有了这样的一个新的生命，我们也就与基督是一同有认同。
And that's what you know, Paul meant when he used the water baptism as a way of explaining the spiritual new life that we have.
所以保罗就在这里用洗礼去比喻了我们这个新的生命是什么样的。
He said, we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a what? An old life? No. A new life.
所以我们借着洗礼归入死和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
So the all new you, first of all, means a new life.
所以全新的你带出来的第一层含义就是你有一个新的生命。
Not only that, but this life also is built on a new relationship.
不仅如此，这个新的生命也是建基在一个新的关系上面的。
And if we have been united with Him, with Christ, like this in His death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection.
如果我们跟他有这样一个在死里面的联合，我们肯定也要在他复活的时候有同样的联合。
And we have some farmers in the audience.
我知道我们在座有不少是特别会种东西的。
United, Paul choose a word that farmers would use.
保罗在这里用了一个词联合，这个词其实是在农学上面的词。
It reminds me of how Jesus used the example, the metaphor of he being the vine, we being the branches.
这让我想起来耶稣用的一个葡萄树和枝子的比喻。
It is a life, an organic relationship with the Lord Jesus through this new life.
这样的一个新的关系是有关联性的，而且是活的关系。
Isn't that marvelous?
这不是很美妙吗？
Do we get excited, treasure this?
我们会因为这样一个新的关系而觉得很兴奋吗？
Not only that, this relationship extends to all of those who believe in the Lord Jesus, who are members of the body of Christ.
这样的新的关系也可以延展到所有已经信了基督的人。
For you are all sons and daughters of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Jesus have closed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek or American or Chinese or I don't know who else is here, Thai or Vietnamese. Why? Because there is neither slave or free man. There is neither male or female for you, I.All one in Christ Jesus.
所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子，你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督的了，并不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的，或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
So this new relationship that we have with Jesus extends to our relationship with all the other brothers and sisters.
所以这个我们和主之间的新的关系也可以延展到我们和身边的弟兄姐妹们的关系。
And that's why especially today when we have the Lord's Supper,
这就是为什么如果我们今天在一起去有一个圣餐的仪式的时候，
It's a reminder of the relationship that we have, this new relationship.
这也是对我们一个提醒，提醒我们说我们跟神之间新的关系。
And also,We have the new life, we have the new relationship.
我们有新的生命，有新的关系。
We also have a new mission, a new purpose.
我们也同时被赋予了新的使命。
As Paul wrote, therefore we are ambassadors for Christ as though God were making an appeal through us. Through us. We beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf so that we might become...The righteousness of God in Him.
所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神借我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
Just as Sister Sylvia mentioned that when she was in the University of Arkansas, others who are ambassadors who take this mission seriously came to show their love for her.
就像刚刚 Sylvia 姐妹在她的分享里面提到的一样，她在阿肯色大学有这么多的基督的使者来到她的身边，带基督的爱给她。
And in the same way, we can show that love towards the students coming here for the new school year.
同样的，我们也可以成为基督的使者，把我们的爱带去刚来到 UO 上学的学生们。
You know, of all the international students at the U of O, over 2,000 will be Chinese students.
你们知道吗？每年来 UO 的所有的国际学生里面，有超过2000名都是来自于中国的。
They represent almost 70% of all international students.
所以那个数据就是超过基本上70%的国际学生的那个数量就是中国学生的数量。
The number two big group are the ones from Saudi Arabia.
第二个大的族群来到这里的国际学生呢，是来自于沙特阿拉伯的。
And you know how many students from Saudi Arabia?
你知道有多少学生是来自沙特阿拉伯的吗？
4%.
4%.
150.
150个人。
Over 2,000, 70% Chinese.
所以你看到这个对比吗？ 70% 中国人的数字是2000多个，然后阿拉伯人这边是 4%， 150个。
But I know, you know, Pastor Dan and Jan love them just as much as they love us.
但是我也知道戴牧师和太太对那些阿拉伯学生的爱就跟我们一样。
So it's not a matter of, you know, what country they come from.
所以那些学生来自于哪个国家并不重
要。 But because we are Chinese.
但是都是因为我们是华人。
It's really our blessing, our privilege to be showing that love to Chinese students.
所以这也是我们的一个特权，这是我们的一个福分，能够和这些来自于中国的学生
分享
的爱。 Did
Paul say, yes, Pastor Ricky or Pastor Dan and Jan and Irene, they are the only ambassadors for Christ on this campus?
难道保罗是说，牧师们，你们才是基督的使者吗？
What do you say?
你们觉得呢？
You.
并不是的，我们每一个人都是基督的使者。
We are the ambassadors for Christ.
我们每一个人都是基督的使者。
That's our new mission.
这就是我们新的使命。
So just to recap,
所以就总结一下，我刚说的全新的你的意义是什么
？To be the all new you. We have new life.
我们有新的生命。
We have a new relationship.
我们有新的关系。
We have a new mission.
我们有新的使命。
But we all know that sometimes we find it difficult to live that new life.
但是我们也知道，有的时候要活出一个全新的生命也不是一件容易的事情。
And I think of at least three things that hinders us from living this new life.
我想到了至少有三样东西会阻碍我们去活出这样全新的自己的。
A lot of us are just coming back from trips overseas.
可能在座的不少都是刚刚从国外回来。
And we'll be lugging a lot of luggage.
我们每次从国外回来的时候都会拖很多行李箱。
You know, sometimes instead of lugging the old, you know, luggage, we are lugging the old self.
相似的，我们很多时候我们没有办法活出新的自己，也是因为我们把自己的旧我一直拖在一起。
And also, sometimes we have a loss of our faith that we had when we first believed in Jesus.
我们可能失去了我们刚开始信主的那样一个信心。
And sometimes life is not exciting because we lack vision.
有的时候生活感觉非常的波澜不惊，可能是因为我们缺乏了意向。
Are you one of these people?
你是像在画上的那个人一样吗？
Looking all your old baggage.
把你的过去，把你的老我拖着跟着走。
I was going to do a demonstration.
我本来是想要做一个真人示范的。
And maybe I still CJ come in, okay?
CJ 要过来帮牧师做这个示范。
All right. What I mean by we looking the old luggage, okay?
好，我现在就要做一个什么叫做拖住老我的示范。
I'm the sinner.
好，牧师要做那个罪人。
You are the sin.
然后 C 者就是那个他身上担负的罪。
Before I came to Christ,
在他信主以在牧师信主以前
，C 者 was my master.
C 者就是那个拖着牧师走的人。所以牧师就要被这个罪拖着走。所以无论罪走去哪，那么罪人就会被罪拖着走去哪。但是如果信了主之后，耶稣就会跟你说，你有不爱犯罪的自由了。因为奇异的恩典，罪的锁链就已经被打破了。所以信主之后就是一个新造的人，你就不会再被以前的罪给缠累。可是你知道吗，就算你信了主，你总是有这样的诱惑想要你走回到罪的那边去。因为神才是你新我的主人，那么罪就不再是你的主人了。但是因为你的肉体的缘故，你会变得把罪拖着跟着你走。好，示范完毕。 牧师选他的关系是因为知道他力气很大。
No, CJ is wonderful. He's one of those ambassadors, I assure you.
但其实你知道吗 ？CJ 是我们当中一个非常能够去帮助其他人、能够带出爱的使者。
Oh, I'm sorry. So I came, you know, we come here this morning.
Just can't have any smile on her face. You know, we're sad and life is terrible.
我们今天来到教会当中，我们是有笑容在我们的脸上呢，还是我们是愁云满面？
Is it because we're still lugging the old luggage? I mean,
这很多时候可能也取决于我们是不是把罪拖着跟我们一起走。
Yeah, where did I go? Yeah, okay. So remember.
所以我们都要记住。
You know, you are free from sin.
我们今天已经不会再被罪所缠绕。
In fact, I had a professor once that told me that we have the freedom not to sin.
我曾经有个教授是这么跟我说，他说我们今天是已经有不再犯罪的自由了。
A Christian, someone who calls himself a Christian, if he continues in sinful ways,
如果你是自己称自己为基督徒，但是你却又不停地活在罪中。
That Christian is temporarily insane.
Insane.
发神经。神经病。
那么他这样子生活的方式其实就是
不逻辑性的。That should not be our, you know, that really not should be our nature anymore. We have a new life in Christ.
因为你在里面已经有新的生命了，你不应该是有这样的生活方式的。
Secondly, the reason we don't live the all new you is because we've lost faith.
第二个，我们活不出全新的自己的原因，是因为我们失去了创始的信心。
You know, the faith in God that we had at one time when we first believe is lost.
那个我们刚开始信主的那个大的信心，我们已经缺失掉了。
We become complacent, confused, content with the status quo.
我们开始满足于现状
，and unwilling to take risk of any kind，
不愿意再去冒险
，and also we lack vision。
最后，我们可能是缺乏了意向。
We are like these men here in the
我们就像这个幻灯片上面的人。
In the desert，
在沙漠里面。
What are they doing？
他们在做什么？你们看得出来吗
？What are they doing？ Lydia， what are they doing？ Huh？ You don't know？They bury their heads in the sand.
这些幻灯片上的人就是把自己的头埋在了沙子里面。
I don't see anything.
他们这样子的意思就是，我把头埋在沙子里面，我什么东西都看不见了。
I'm living a good life.
我自己的生活是完好的，我看得到是我自己想看的东西。
You know, the world is fine. The world
that I see. 所以，在我眼中，我的世界是正常的，没什么问题的。
But it's not fine.
但是世界真的是像我们想象中那种一点问题都没有的吗
？This is a map of how many refugees running away from ISIS in the Middle East through Turkey gets to Germany.
幻灯片上面这个就是现在很多从中东跑出来的难民，他们逃出来的那个从中东跑去欧洲的那个途径是这样子的。
Have you seen pictures in the news, photographs of the news of these refugees and those who die trying to make that trip?
你们有在新闻媒体上面看到这个报道相关的照片吗？你们有看到有多少的难民在他们逃难的路途上死掉的吗
？There's a whole, you know, there are just thousands and even some people say millions of people trying to escape Syria and other places in the Middle East.Because of the war and the starvation.
现在有报道说，其实现在有成千上百万的难民不停的在从叙利亚以及其他中东国家都在想要离开家园往欧洲去，因为那里的战火连绵和饥荒。
And this one man in this line of refugees, you're holding up that sign.
这里这个其中的一个难民举起了一个牌子。
We need help.
它上面写的是我们需要帮助。
We need help.Not only that, if you pay attention to the family churches in China, for example, what is happening?
不仅如此，如果你是有看国内新闻的话，你知道现在国内的家庭教会在一个什么样的环境里面吗？
And when you realize, you know, at the end of the month, over 100 heads of state will gather in New York City for the big meeting in United Nations.
如果你看新闻的话，你也会知道这个月月底联合国发展峰会将会在纽约举行一个很大的会议。
Now the president, the chairman of China will be there. President Obama will be there.
奥巴马总统会在那里，中国的习主席也会在那里。
Pope Francis will be there.
甚至我们的教宗也会在那里。
And they're hoping that all these 100 people will sign a document, hopefully.Save the world, basically.
大家的希望是希望这所有的领导人能够在一起去签署一份文件，能够把这个世界变得更好。
And I see the middle school children sitting next to Highway.
我看到在海会旁边有坐几个中学生。
Leon, Laura, and
Leon, Laura 和 Joanne.
Joanne, listen. This may be on a test in your school.
接下来牧师说的话可能会在你们的考试中会出现。
For this United Nations gathering, many important people came and wrote a 30-page document called the Agenda, the 15-year Agenda to 2030 to save the world. Sustainable development, a green world.
他们今年这个月月底，他们所有在峰会要签的这个文件叫做2030年可持续发展议程的成果文件，为未来的15年国际发展合作指明方向规划蓝图。
So in 15 years, Laura and Leon and Joanne will be how old?
15年之后，你们中学生会是多大？
嗯 ，28，
就会28岁。
It's your job to save the world.
所以是你们这一代秉承的这样的使命，要去变革这个世界。
You want extra credit before you start school? You read that document. If you want it, Pastor Ricky will send it to you.
如果你想要在你接下来的学习上面能够拿更多的分，我觉得你应该去读这份文件。
And parents, if you want your children to listen to you to talk about something interesting.
好，家长们，如果你们想要你们的孩子听你们讲话，而且觉得你们讲话是有趣的话
，You need to read that document.
你也需要读这一份文件。
Because they will love anything sustainable.
因为未来的一代，他们会喜欢所有话题是跟可持续发展有关的。
Anything green.
是跟所有绿色能源之类有关的。
We want to eliminate poverty, as we just seen.
我们想要去消除贫困。
We want worldwide peace.
我们想要世界和平。
But they didn't say the Secretary General of the UN is the ambassador for Christ.
但是却没有说到说联合国秘书长是基督的使者。
Who are the ambassador for Christ?
所以基督的使者是谁呢？
Who should be the ones going to the United Nations?
谁应该去到联合国那里呢？
And tell President Obama.
去跟奥巴马总统说。
You have all these grand plans, but where is God?
你有这所有的美好的计划，那神在你的计划的哪里？
You are the ambassadors for Christ.
我们每一个人都是。
We are the ambassadors for Christ. That's how we can live out the all new you.
这才是我们活出全新的自我的形象。
Because the love of Christ compels us.
因为基督的爱激励着我们。
The word of God sustains us.
神的话扶持着我们。
And it's the Holy Spirit's prompting that directs us.
而且圣灵的感动会引领我们。
We are alive in Christ.
我们是活在基督的爱里
面的。We have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Such is Christ's love.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
And we need to trust God at His word.
而且我们要相信神的话语。
有一首诗歌叫信靠耶稣正是甜美。
There is a song called Trusting God is so wonderful.
It is so sweet to trust in Jesus.
It is so sweet to trust in Jesus.
And then what?只要信靠他恩言 trust in Jesus and just to take him at his word. And that's why Paul say, in the same way, count, this is an economic accounting term, count, accountants are just, everything has to the last penny has to be right, right?
所以在罗马书十一节六章十一节这里，保罗就说你们要向罪也当看自己是死的。他这里用的那个动词是用算数的算的那个词。
When he said 当看自己 count yourself, that's the accounting word that he used.
他用了一个会计学上面的词。
Even though, you know, Satan or, you know, other people will tell you otherwise, you know, God's word is not reliable. Trust in God's word, that's very important.
就算你身边有很多不同的管道是跟你说啊，神的话是不可靠，但是你要记住，你要相信他的话语。
Because we count ourselves dead to sin, but alive in Christ.
因为像罪，我们看自己是死的，但在神里面，我们看自己是活的。
If one day Pastor Poon or someone else go to jail because we refuse to marry a gay couple,
如果有一天。我们有人因为不想要去帮一对同性恋的恋人去帮他们主持婚礼而进到监狱里面的话。
That's because that person trusts God at His word.
那是因为这个人是选择去相信神的话语。
And then also the Spirit will give us direction.
同时圣灵会给指引我们，让我们学会辨别。
And Jesus said to the disciples, the counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you.
但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵会指引我们。
My favorite philosopher is not Aristotle, not Confucius, but Snoopy.
其实对于我个人来说呢，我觉得带给我最大哲理性的那些很多名言呢，不是来自于孔子的，而是来自于这个漫画系列 Snoopy 的。
Snoopy said.
Snoopy 说过这么一句话。
Keep looking up. That is the secret of life.
如果你看得见的话，幻灯片上面这句话的意思是说，你要一直往上看，因为这是生命的奥秘所在。
I should change it today to keep looking up. That's the secret of the new life.
那我今天就要加一个词在上面，我会说你要一直往上看，因为那就是新的生命的奥秘所在。
Because really, the, you know, prayer has to be covering everything that we do.
祷告需要在我们生活的方方面面都在。
And very quickly, just a short testimony.
很快的，我想跟大家分享一个见证。
Last Sunday, Irene and I were at the Salem Chinese Church.
上个礼拜天，我跟我太太在 Salem 的华人教会。
And I preached there, and I baptized one brother and two sisters.
我在那里讲道，而且我为三个弟兄姐妹进行了洗礼。
And the sister you see on the right is Sister Zhang, Zhang 姐妹。
你看到这幅幻灯片上面这个照片，最右边的这个姐妹，她姓张，我们叫她张姐妹。
She came from Xiamen not too long ago to be reunited with her family in Salem. She hasn't seen.For many, many years.
她是不久前才从厦门移民来到美国，跟她的家人团聚的。
She became a Christian.
她信主了。
And she wanted to be baptized.
她想要受洗。
The only thing that was recently, she was diagnosed with advanced cancer.
但是最近她被诊断为癌症晚期。
But she still wants to let everybody know that she has this new life in Christ.
但她还是想要在众人面前洗礼，想要宣告她有一个新的生命。
So last Sunday, Irene and I went to Salem.
所以上个礼拜我跟我的太太就去了 Salem.
And I was given the privilege to do the baptisms.
我就被赋予了这样一个特权去给他们洗礼。
Few days before, Sister Zhang was in great pains.
其实就在洗礼前几天，这个张姐妹她身体有很大的痛苦。
Yeah, and she went to the hospital to draw the water out.
她是去到了医院里面，因为医生要把她那个器官里面的水给抽出来。
But they didn't do a very good job.
但是那些医生没有把水给抽完。
So Sunday when I saw her, I could tell, even though she didn't say anything, that she was in great pain.
所以上周日我看到她的时候，虽然她什么都没说，但是我还知道她其实胸口是很痛的。
And she was always grabbing her heart.
他的手一直都是放在他胸口上面，一直是抓得很用力的。
But she wanted to be baptized. Okay.
但他还是想要去受洗。
Yeah, which is what I did with her, very carefully.
所以我就是如他所愿，我就给他洗礼，但是我是很小心的。
And after the baptism, she and the other two who were baptized stood before the congregation and sang a song.
在洗礼之后，他跟另外两个洗礼的兄弟姐妹就一起唱了一个诗歌。
And they sang, "I have decided to follow Jesus.
他们唱那首诗歌的名字叫我已决定要跟随耶稣。
And you could tell that even as she was singing, you know, she was, you know, kind of grabbing her heart.
你现在看照片都看得出来，就算他当时在唱歌的时候，他手还是抓着心口的。
The Sunday before, Irene and I preached at the Vancouver Chinese church.
就在上上个礼拜我们讲到之前。
And when we were coming home from Vancouver, we decided to visit these three brothers, one brother and two sisters in Salem.
我们刚好从波特兰回来，我们会路过 Salem， 我们就在那停了一下，想要去看看那个 Salem 华人教会的弟兄姐妹。
The older son-in-law, or the, you know, the son-in-law's older brother owns a restaurant in Salem.
这个刚刚那个张姐妹她的，她姐姐的老公，她姐姐的老公在那里开了一家餐厅。
So they're Christian, so they closed on Sunday, so we went to the restaurant at night.
但是他们全家都是信主的，所以他们周日他们是不开门的。
And when, you know, speaking to one another, Sister Zhang, the one who has cancer, told me that in a dream she saw a man holding a small sheep, a lamb, coming before her.
他当时他就跟我分享，他说牧师，我之前我做过一个梦，我梦到有一个男人，他抱着一个羊羔走在我前面。
And I thought of what Jesus said in John chapter 10.
然后我做那个梦的时候，我就想到了约翰福音里面这句话。
Say, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep.
我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我，正如父认识我，我也认识父一样，并且我为羊舍命。
So the week before baptism, I gave these verses to Sister Zhang as an encouragement.
我也把这个经文我也送给了张姐妹。
You know, I'm saying this is because Jesus came to give us life, a new life.
我这么说是想说，想告诉大家，耶稣来是要给我们一个新的生命。
But not just a new life, but this new life that is to be lived to the full.
但是这个新的生命不是一般的新的生命，因为这个新的生命是要让你活得更丰盛的生命。
To me, that's what the all new you is all about.
对于我来说，这个全新的你，这个全新的生命的意思就在这个丰盛这里。
And hopefully, you will remember Eugene.
我也希望大家能够以后无论去到哪里，你都会记得 Eugene 这个地方。
You will remember UO.
你会记得 UO 这个学校。
We being the new you.
在这里记得你有一个全新的生命。
We have a new life, new
relationship. 有一个新的关系。
New relationship, new mission.
而且被赋予了新的使命。
And how can we live it out?
我们怎么能活出这个全新的你呢？
Christ's love, God's word, and the Holy Spirit's leading.
基督的爱，神的话语和圣灵的感动。
So that's why I've asked to, you know, have the worship team lead the response hymn today.
所以我就想让敬拜小组给我们一起带我们一个回应诗歌，叫全新的你。
Is it right? Okay, 全新的你 the all new you. Okay.